I invite you to stick around and enjoy JJ Medaw, owner of AT Guys, as he presents his products for Let's Go Shopping. Hi, JJ.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you so much again for setting this up. Let's see, how is this coming through?
You sound great. Oh, Beyonce.
The original, actually, I think that's the one where they sampled it. The original version. That became the Beyonce song a whole bunch of years later. That's one of my speakers. And it's always hard to do speaker demos here, but we'll get to that in just a minute. But again, yeah, thank you so much for having me back again. I love doing this every year. I'm at home this year. I think last year I was at a convention in the middle of, and it was, and this was in the middle of it.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it was the Michigan convention, and I just snuck away for an hour and did this. And of course, love y'all, and very happy to do that. So I'll start out with the basics and the contact info and the coupon code, because coupon codes are awesome as well. And kind of decide if I want to buy some dog treats just to eat.
I know they sound
They sound like
delicious,
they're
don't
really
they?
good.
Yeah.
They do sound delicious, I know, right? Really cool stuff. So thank you all for tuning in. I encourage you all to stick around for the rest of the afternoon. There's a lot more great stuff coming, and sorry I do sound a little stuffed up this morning, but hopefully it'll clear up. So AT guys, AT standing for Access Technology. We have been around now since 2008. Wow. And doing all sorts of technology stuff, starting with just selling old mobile speak and phone software that some of you might be too young to even know what that is, to now doing all sorts of tech, including speakers, keyboards, headsets, more Braille stuff this year, our light detectors. So we have lots of new stuff this year. We have lots of old stuff this year. We have a new keyboard. We have new Braille stuff. It's all available on our website at atguys.com. That's A as in Alpha, T as in Tom, GUYS.com. So you can order on our website. It is safe, secure, using any major credit card or PayPal. If you want to order over the phone, you can call us 269-216-4798. I'll repeat that. 269-216-4798. I feel silly for saying this, but every once in a while it happens. Call us and let us, or leave your name and number and what you're looking for. We'll call you back. Please don't leave your credit card number on the phone. It doesn't help, and it really is not. It's not, it's a lot of security challenges if you do something like that. So give us a call. As long as you call us before the when the coupon expires, which for this coupon is going to be next Friday, we'll make sure you get the deal. So even if we don't get in touch with you the moment you call, we will make sure. We're closed over the weekend, so you can call us and leave a message, or you can call us on Monday, and we will make sure you get taken care of. So we have brought back our wonderful, famous free shipping on all orders of $79.95 or up coupon this year. Predictably, it is LGS23. It is good through November 10th. It is good through November 10th for people here listening live. So that works for anyone, by the way, in the U.S. We are not able, unfortunately, to do that to someone living in some far-flung country. We can ship to you, just not for free, because it does cost a lot of money to ship. As you know, the shipping prices are crazy all over the place. So, what do we have at AT Guys? Well, you heard that speaker, and that was a speaker I think we debuted about this time last year, the Stormbox Blast. I'll come back to the speakers in just a minute, but I want to talk about Braille. And I know Braille is not something that everyone uses, but you know, the cool thing about Braille, for those of you that do use it or love it, or maybe you haven't used Braille in a while, is that we're getting a lot more affordable ways to use Braille. Many of you may know that you can contact your library now and get a free NLS e-reader. It's one of the coolest things that the library has ever done. And if you haven't done that yet, I encourage you to get a free e-reader as it's coming out for every state. But there's a couple other Braille things that you might consider, including Braille keyboards. Now, for some time, we've sold the Orbit Writer. The Orbit Writer is a $99 tabletop, little tiny 3 ounce Braille keyboard. And when I say Braille keyboard, I mean it's a keyboard, not a display, just a keyboard. It has your six dots from left to right, 3, 2, 1, 4, 5, 6. In the middle, there is a four-way select, like an arrow thing, and a select in the middle. I'm sorry, a four-way arrow thing and a select in the middle. On the front is a space bar to the left is dot 7, to the right is dot 8. That is the orbit writer. You have a little charging port on the left side and a little lanyard hook. That's cool if you like tabletop Braille, and we still have those. $99. They are a great device. They pair with everything. They pair with multiple devices at once, computers. You could pair it to a Mac, Windows computer, iPhone, Android, Chromebook, and a wire device all at the same time. Because you can pair it up to 6 devices at once. So you can pair it to all of those things at once on the Orbit Writer and then kind of just use a key command to switch between them. But some of you have asked us for something different. You may have heard of a device called the Habil One. The Habil One is another Braille Bluetooth keyboard, but this one is designed to be held in your hand or to face away from you. And we have been asked here and there, you're going to carry the Habil One. And I looked at the Habil One, and you know, I saw it at CSUN. This looks kind of interesting. It was also $350. And as you know, we try to do affordable technology products. And I was really having a hard time in my mind justifying why would anyone spend 3.5 times the cost of an Orbit Writer on a Habil One. So we didn't sell it. And kind of time went on. Eventually, Habil, we stayed in touch with them, kind of just keeping an eye on things. And a customer asked us here and there about it. And then eventually, they came back to us and said, hey, you know what? We have repriced the Habil One. We brought it all the way down to $199. Are you interested now? And we said, you know what? We'll try it. Because at that price, I think it has a lot of utility. So the differences between the Habil One and the Orbit, I'll describe the Habil One. So I'm holding it what you would call screen away mode. So the Braille cells, the dots are facing away from me. So in that orientation, the little round buttons, as they are, go vertically up and down. So 1, 2, 3 on the left, 4, 5, 6 on the right. By the way, if you would prefer, it could be 3, 2, 1 on the left, 6, 5, 4 on the right. To the left of the top two round circles is a longer rectangular button for your dot 7. To the right of the top two buttons on the right side is another long rectangular button for your enter your dot 8. And if you press those two together, you get space, which seems a little weird at first, but they're easy to get used to in the end. There's a little power switch to turn the thing on. And like I said, it's designed to hang around your neck. You could set it down, but this one is more designed for screen away mode. One of the other really cool things that the Habil One does that the Orbit does not do is it has all sorts of keyboard commands. So the Habil One is designed to pair as a keyboard, not as a Braille display. So you actually pair it to your iPhone, to your Android, to some of your other devices as a Bluetooth keyboard. And in doing so, you get a lot of extra commands. All your swipe commands, all your navigation commands have equivalents on the Habil One. So you can have it as like a little portable control for your smartphone. And it works with a whole bunch of different devices, and they're really open to adding features and adding new ways to use the Habil One. It's about 4 inches long, 4.5 inches long, about 1.5 inches top to bottom. Like I said, $199. The cool thing I think about this, though, is we now have options. So if you want a tabletop Braille keyboard that compared to a whole bunch of things that really, you know, uses your regular operating system Braille commands and does that well, Orbit Writer, we have it, $99. If you would prefer to have the screen away mode, if you would prefer to maybe have your Braille keyboard hanging around your neck as you travel, if you would prefer to use the, you know, pair it as a Bluetooth keyboard and have all sorts of other commands to interact with your phone, then Habil One might be your thing. $199. So they're both in stock. The Habil One, they are selling really fast, I will say. We've actually picked them up mid-September, and I'm already on our 4th order of them. So they are selling well. We currently have them in stock. We always try to be honest about what we have in stock. So we have warehouse numbers. And I can tell you right now, I have one sitting in the warehouse, but don't let that fool you. We have another batch of 10 coming that will land Monday or Tuesday. So for something brand new like the Habil One, it might take a couple extra days for us to get it to you. If you want current stock status, just let us know. We're always happy. We're not trying to hide or sell you things that are not in stock. We'll let you know exactly what we have and what we don't have. We have several Orbit writers in stock as well right now. So that's our Braille keyboards. We do still sell the Versa slates. That is the paperless Braille slate. So the Versas are designed for quick note-taking. So if someone is, say you're on your iPhone, and someone's giving you a phone number, and you know it's a little hard to use your notes app and try to put in a phone number while you're also on the phone. Well, you can quickly jot it down on the Versa slate, and it's kind of like the Braille whiteboard. So what it is, for those of you who do not know, the Versa slate is four lines of Braille, 20 cells wide, and you can use your regular stylus. It comes with one on the side. It's a magnetic stylus. And you can punch, you can slate as normal. As instead of punching dots through paper or holes through paper, you're pushing little pins through to the other side of the paperless Versa slate. You flip it over, you read whatever you want. Whenever you'd like to erase it, there are buttons on the top and the bottom that erase the cells. So each set of buttons on the top and bottom of the slate is responsible for erasing five columns by four rows. So there's four different sets of those buttons to erase the four sections left to right on the slate. And if any of this is confusing to you, we're going to leave plenty of time for questions at the end. So no worries there as well. If you just mess up a single dot, you also could do that. You just use your finger and push the single dot back through. You can't do that as easily when you write on paper. So, and of course, if you're practicing slating, if you're learning how to slate, this is such a cool way to do it because you don't go through tons and tons and tons of paper. You could just keep practicing all day, writing and reading and erasing, pass notes to your friends back and forth. Maybe you have a couple of you that are learning Braille together. A cool way to kind of learn Braille. You could pass notes back and forth and, you know, however you want to do it. So that is four rows of 20 cells, $120. We do have a case available as well. It's kind of a flip case that covers the top and side of it. It's nice and protective for the case, and that's $25. For the case, we have a Versa Mini. That's a little tiny guy. Fits in your pocket or purse. Two cells. That would be really tiny. Two rows of 12 cells, and that's $60. So that is also available as well. I will say, honestly, the Mini is really cool in size. They put a little tiny plastic stylus with the Mini. I am not a huge fan of that. I just want to be very transparent with that. But you, of course, could use your own stylus as well on the Versa Mini. And, you know, so, of course, you get the Versa Slate for $120. You can use that coupon code LGS23, and you get free shipping on that item. So, back here, that is the Tribbett Stormbox Blast. I know it's hard to demo speakers. We'll turn that back down. There we go. I know it's hard to demo speakers on a virtual mall crawl, but I will try to describe it and go over the three that we have. We sell all these Tribbett speakers. Tribbett has been a wonderful brand for us. We've had them for at least 5 or 6 years now, and we just keep getting more and more. So we have speakers and over-the-ear headsets and earbuds, all from Tribbett. So the speakers, that big one there is the Blast. The Blast is what I would call a semi-portable because it is about 13 pounds. It is not your smallest speaker, but you could set it on your patio. You could pack it for a longer trip. You could put it in the back of a car or an Uber and bring it with you if you wanted to. I have put it in a suitcase. It's heavy. You know, it's not something you'd bring with you on every trip, but if you really want a lot of sound, it is certainly an option. So 90 watts of power. It's like a boombox. It feels like a boombox. It has a big plastic handle on the top. And on the top, there are several tactile buttons. From left to right, power, pairing, and also to pair two together for stereo. Volume down, which is a minus sign. Play, which is a big round circle. Volume up, which is a plus sign. Light, the light mode, which I'll explain in a second. And the bass boost, which is far right. There are three light modes, actually two modes and off, which, yes, I know is a visual thing. But a lot of people, if you can see a little bit, seem to really like it. It does lights that match up with the music. And if you just have it on, it's not going to kill the battery. It's totally fine. So if that's not your thing, you can just turn that off, and it will remember your setting from time to time. If you're really not sure if it's on or off, you could buy a light detector. We can talk about that in a minute. And, yes, you can pair two of these together. So it is a stereo speaker already on its own. But if you want to go crazy, crazy, pair two of these guys together, and then you can have extra room-filling sound. So you might guess, because it's a little heavier, it has some other features on it as well. Well, it does. Because has so much power, it actually has over 22,000 milliamps of battery built in. That powers the speaker for 20 hours. Or you could use the USB-A port on the back, the regular USB port, and you could charge your phone from the speaker while the speaker's playing. So you can actually use this as a bit of a power bank and a speaker at the same time. It's a really cool thing that you can do there for using the speaker. There is also an 1/8 inch jack on the speaker. So that means you can pop in external sound. Say you have a Victor Stream 2, the one that didn't have the Bluetooth, or as a quiet Echo Dot that you want to make louder, you can use the 1/8 inch jack and you can go from whatever it is to the speaker. By the way, we sell a variety of these braided cables, including the 1/8 inch to 1/8 inch cable. So if you need that cable to go from your Echo Dot or your Victor Stream to this, we have it. It's $10 or $9.95, and we can send you that cable. We can just throw it in. Just ask us, or just add it on your cart, or ask us when you call, and we will add in that speaker. That's the Blast. It's $199. It's an awesome speaker. It's overkill for some of you. I understand that. Probably the most popular of the three is our Pro. Pro is 119, 40 watts of power, and the one that when I travel, I take with me the most often. Excuse me. So 119 for the Pro, 40 watts of sound. This one stands cylindrical. It's about a pound and a half, so it's a lot lighter than your 13-pound Blast. It's a little pound and a half. It has a nice rubber handle on the top, and also your buttons on the top. Same one is arranged in two rows of three. So one row is the volume down, play, volume up, and the other row is the bass boost, power. I'm sorry, the pairing, then power, then bass boost. So they just go in two rows of three. Again, you could use this to charge other devices as well. There's a USB-A port for that. There is no 3.5 millimeter headphone jack on this one, or line-in jack. So you cannot pump other devices into this speaker. You can pair two together, just like you can on the Blast. It has to be two of the same type, two Blasts, two Pros, etc. I'd say for 40 watts of power, it still gets quite loud. I've put it in hotel rooms. I've put it in the front of a room of 40, 50 people to provide sound to that room. It does great for these purposes. I've used it to kind of connect an in-room group to Zoom. It works well for that. It does not have the greatest microphone. So if you're relying on it, I'm not sure I would rely on it as a speakerphone for Zoom, just because of the microphone and the speaker is not the strongest suit. They really focus on the speaker and the sound and everything around it. But it is probably our most popular speaker. And like I said, available for 119 on our site. If you want to go small, we still have a few left. And then I said we probably will not restock this when they're gone. We're going to look at something else. The Max Boom. It used to be called the Max Boom. Then it just became the Storm Box. This is the smallest of the Tribbett speakers that we sell. This is 24 watts of power. It's still a good speaker. It's a little bit older. It still works just fine, though. Bluetooth or line in. So this one you can connect to things like your Victor Stream 2 if you want to. Bluetooth or line in, 24 watts of power. Even smaller, about 4 to 4.5 inches tall, about 1.5 inches on each side. All of these, by the way, are waterproof. This guy floats. You want to float it in the pool? Go for it. You can do that. A thinner handle on this one, not as strong as it's like a little loop handle. So not as durable as the handle on the Pro or the Blast. But again, just a small, simple speaker. And great if you need, things like your phone or your laptop, it will definitely be louder than those items. So that's really cool. $69.95 for the Stormbox. Let me look at my bag here and see if I can find a thing that I'm looking for. It may or may not be in here. I have so much stuff in my bag. Good thing this is an audio presentation. Okay, here we go. There's so many things. You know what? I'm
Can I
actually
ask
gonna
you a question about your
Yes.
speakers? I used to
Yes.
have something called a mini jambox.
I remember that.
Sadly, yeah, it was so mini, I have no idea where it is. Which of your speakers would be comparable to something like that?
You're a small guy, the Stormbox. is going to probably have as nearly as the sound of the Jambox. Now, it's been a long time since I've heard a Jambox Mini, but I believe the small one, Stormbox, would be relatively comparable to
Comparable.
that.
Okay.
The Pro would be obviously, getting a little bigger. But yeah, that Mini is gonna, or the regular Stormbox, it's gonna be, yeah, I think it'd be very similar in size. I think you'd be
Okay.
happy with that.
Thank you.
And you still get your line in jack. Did the Mini have that? I don't remember. See, it's so long, we lost it.
No, it didn't. Just Bluetooth.
Oh, it didn't. Oh,
Well,
just
never
Bluetooth.
have
There you
mind.
go. It's an un you know, and that could be an underrated feature sometimes. We get a lot of people asking us for stuff like that, because they just have other electronics. We have a lot of access technology products that sometimes don't have Bluetooth in them. Legacy things like, like the NLS, the older digital book players, or the cassette players, or somebody might still have a record player. But anyway, so all right, we have a lot of other things. Let's so the other things we have from Tribbett are earbuds. So we sell a product called the FlyBuds. They are wireless earbuds, and honestly, I'll put it point blank. If you're looking for AirPods, but maybe you don't have the budget, maybe you have a niece or nephew that's looking for something like that, that's also $200 or $150. Cool products, but expensive. The FlyBuds are a perfectly decent and sometimes better wireless set of earbuds. So we have two models, the regular FlyBuds and the FlyBuds Pro. The both have a little charging case. These are your type of earbuds that you can wear one, you can wear both. There are several sizes of tips, so you can figure out what size fits your ears best. The case gives you about 60 hours of charging, and the actual earbuds give you about 12 hours each. So you charge an earbud or two, you pop it in the case for an hour or two to recharge it, and you pull it back out. The case is charged via USB-C, and then the earbuds just charge straight from the case. And of course, they turn on and off as soon as you pull them out of the case. The Pro, which is $30 more at $99, yes, still under 100. The Pro has what's often called transparency mode. So that means you can also, it has a little microphone, and you can hear your surroundings. So that's a really nice thing to have on the FlyBuds Pro. You can kind of hear your surroundings. The regular FlyBuds is 60. $69.95. So they are both available from our site. And by the way, I mentioned a niece or a nephew or whatnot. So many of these products, the speakers, the earbuds, some of the other things that we're going to talk about in a minute, they are products that just happen to work really well for blind people, but they aren't just for blind people. So think about other people in your family and networks that may be looking for holiday gifts. And they would be very happy to receive one of these speakers. I'm sure many of them would, or an earbuds. These are not blindness products, and they don't look like blindness products. These are just cool things that I think you have friends or family that might be interested in. I have four, count them, four Quiet Plus active noise canceling Bluetooth headsets. These are Tribbett again. This is the last Tribbett headset. Four only. So these are over the ear noise canceling, really good noise canceling headsets with a line-in jack, so you can do Bluetooth or wired. Now, unfortunately, Tribbett has discontinued this model. There's nothing wrong with it. It just wasn't selling well enough for them. They have discontinued it. So when I say I have four, I mean I have four. I don't think I'll be able to get more of these in. Like I said, over the ear noise, really good noise canceling, really good bass, good for Bluetooth or wired, really good tactile buttons as well. I'm kind of sad this one's going away because it's a really cool product. $79.95. Did I mention the price of the FlyBuds? The Pro is $99.95, and the regular FlyBuds earbuds are $69.95. That wraps up the Tribbetts. We are still selling the Shocks, bone conduction over ear or bone conduction open ear headsets. My favorite of these remains the OpenCom. The OpenCom are open ear headsets that also have a nice boom swivel microphone. So if you're not familiar, I know most of you know what Shocks are, formerly Aftershocks. These are headsets that come around the back of your head. They sit in front of your cheekbones, and the sound is transferred through your cheekbones to you. They have gotten a lot better. If you tried these 5 years ago, they are a lot different than how they were 5 years ago. They're a lot better. I use the OpenCom because I do a lot of traveling, and when I'm in airports or on a bus or a train, there's lots of noise around me. And let me tell you, it does an amazing job at picking up on just me and not my surroundings. I do not get complaints. People can understand exactly what I am saying. Those are $159.95. Now, if that's a little much for you, we do have the Open Move for $79.95. The Open Move is just like the Open Com. It's a little more rigid, a little heavier, but still like 3 ounces instead of 2 ounces. Still open ear. This has a microphone. It's just not as good of a microphone. Those are $79.95. We have the Open Run Pro. These are the premium model by the lightest ones that Shox sells. Very just flexible headband. Basically blends in. You're going to forget you're wearing it almost. Those are also available for $179.95. If you're looking for help on the Shox, again, we can help you out. And we can kind of point you in the right direction for which things are the best. AT Guys, as we get into the halfway point, atguys.com. 269-216-4798. I got a bunch more products to run through, which I will do in about the next 15 minutes or so. And then we will open it up for questions as well. Remember that coupon code as well. So we mentioned it at the beginning and I'll mention it at the end, because if I keep mentioning it in the middle, it'll be much harder to edit for the Thanksgiving thing. So, but just stay tuned. We'll give it again. We're selling the Sense Player from Hims. Some of you might have heard of the Sense Player. It is their latest book player. And the slogan on the Hims website, which I like a lot, is expect more from your media player. So we know there's a few different options out there for book players, players that will do a million different book formats, that will listen to internet radio and podcasts. And, you know, there's a couple different options out there. What Hims has chosen to do is, instead of just kind of doing the bare minimum, all right, here's your new player that can also play books just like the old player, they've added a lot more stuff to it. So I have a version. The version that we sell has OCR, so I can take a picture of things and do that as well. It can run actually a limited number of Android apps. Not every Android app, but you can actually load in some apps like Pandora or Spotify and run them straight on the Sense Player. Yes, you can run Bard. Yes, you can do internet radio. There's an FM radio. There's all sorts of cool stuff. So how it's designed, by the way, it's a keypad. If you ever saw a book sense back in the day, it's very similar. It's a keypad interface. It has your numbers, 1 through, you know, the 12 number keys. Above that are your four arrows in the center, an OK in the center. And around that grouping are four additional buttons for menu, for the main menu, for back, for delete, you know, things like that. And across the top, there are a few additional buttons for turning Wi-Fi and Bluetooth on and off, or going into those settings. Those are available as well. You also have a really unique feature. It's a remote feature that works with iPhones, works with Android phones, works with other phones as well. It's a remote feature that lets you control your phone from the Sense. So if you're ever like, you know, I actually do kind of like sometimes being able to press buttons to go around my phone. Well, you can do that with the Sense Player. You pair it to your phone, and it kind of acts like a Bluetooth keyboard, but it turns all those buttons on the Sense Player into commands that you can use to get around your phone. So it's a really interesting, kind of nice added feature that you have on that machine. It's $7.95, and we have those in stock as well. Speaking of keyboards, we've for a long time had our pluggable folding Bluetooth keyboard. We still do. That's our trifold Bluetooth keyboard that you can connect with micro USB wired or Bluetooth wireless. And it folds, it's compact, it has numbers, it has arrows. People love it. It's $60. Now, we often get questions, hey, you remember when you used to sell that one that had the numpad, or you used to sell that larger keyboard? Well, yeah, we did. We sold the Matthias. It's an awesome keyboard. For $100, we do not sell that keyboard. And I am sorry to tell you, we still do not sell that keyboard. But we have something I think even better. We are now selling the iClever. Many of you may have heard of this brand. iClever BK10. This is a non-folding Bluetooth keyboard that has a numpad that pairs to three devices at once. So this is more one to set on a desk. You could pack it in a larger backpack. Like I said, it has a numpad on the right. And above the numpad are buttons to pair to up to three devices at once. It has USB Type-C charging. Everything is switching to USB-C, including the iPhones, finally, thankfully. And you can charge it through that. And like I said, three devices at once. It does not fold, but it's a nice, sturdy-looking keyboard. Also, very good contrast on the letters for those of you who might appreciate that. And it's not $100. I'm sorry. It's $32.95. That's it. Cheapest keyboard we've ever had. And one of the best keyboards, I think, that we've ever had. Very excited to have that in stock. We better, let me look. Let's see how many of those we got, just to be sure. Oh, 27 in stock. Okay, we're a little better on that one right now. So, but the holidays, that might seem like a lot. Man, orders, as you all know, pick up tremendously, you know, quite a bit from about now to mid-December. So don't sleep on some of these things because they will fly. And, you know, as the word gets around of how cool that keyboard is for just $33, we probably will start selling them in groups and bunches, and that will happen. Again, not a blindness product. It's a mainstream product. You can buy it for any of your friends. You know, just short of stocking stuffer territory, I guess, on the price, but I think still a really good bargain. We still sell the Blind Shell phone. The Blind Shell 2 has come a long way. It is a really cool, simple phone for people who find the iPhones or Androids just too complex. But the Blind Shell has more than just making phone calls. It has a tactile phone with buttons, a headphone jack, a removable battery, and a loudspeaker. But in addition to making phone calls and texts, which, by the way, if that's all you want to do, you can make phone calls and texts. You can do that as well. But there are apps on it like Aira, like Be My Eyes, like Bard, like Google Lookout, all available on the Blind Shell. And they're adding more and more all the time. The latest one that I heard is they're adding a Script Talk from Envision America, which you can use to identify prescription labels. So that's a great one, I think, especially for a lot of the seniors and people that use the Blind Shell phone. I think the Script Talk is a great addition to have. Not every app, you know, we get asked about Uber and Lyft, and those are really complex apps, and they're trying to keep it simple as far as the apps that they add. So not every Android app, but a good selection of them. And if you want to know if a specific app is available, just let us know. The phone itself, which out of the box works with T-Mobile, but also can easily be hooked to other carriers, is $529. So I say Verizon, right? If you go to a Verizon store and say, I want to activate a Blind Shell, they're going to give you a weird look. And they're like, we can't do anything with that. So what you really want to do, if you want Verizon, is to get your SIM card, which is the card that you use to activate phones, and just get it straight away, put it in the phone, and it will work. It'll work with T-Mobile. It'll work with other carriers as well. We have cases. We have a flip case. And we have a Snap-on case. The Snap-on case is a little bit cheaper than the flip one. They also make a thing called the Blind Shell Beep, which is their version of a tile. So you can use it for locating items and things like that. We still sell the Wayaround tags. That's been a long-time partnership for us. The Wayaround tags you can use to label things around your house and beyond. They're coming a whole bunch of different styles, whether they're stickers to put on boxes and things like that, magnets to put on cans, or buttons that you can either pin or sew onto your clothes and put through the wash safely. They start at about $1 a piece. You have a free app on your phone that you can use to read the way tags. So you just got to buy the actual tags. They're reusable, they're rewritable, and we have several customers that consistently buy them because they are very popular device for them. Our little light detector. Now, some of you are like, why would I buy a light detector? I have an app that's a light detector. You know what? You do. If you have an iPhone, it's on CAI, it's okay. I think this little guy, hey, it's tiny and portable. It's not like can put it on your keychain. And also, I think the sensitivity on this is way more. So the CAI light detector, it's there. It goes beep, 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 beep. This thing, and I'll try not to do it for too long because it can get loud. Just waving around the room, you know, and it goes higher, of course, for the high pitch light, lower for a lower pitch light. I bought a ring light. If you don't know what a ring light is a light that you put around a camera or a webcam, and it kind of adds a bit of a glow around it. It's designed for if you're presenting on Zoom and you want to kind of be a little better than just sitting in front of a camera. If you want to kind of have a tiny bit more professional look, you can use a ring light. And I got it for about $35. But the ring light has two or three different settings and modes, and also has a light sensitivity to it with buttons. And I'm too blind for that. I could see that the light's on, but I couldn't tell you the difference. But with the light detector, I can tell when I press the button on the ring light, the pitch on the light detector changes just a little bit. So I know that which mode I'm in. I can now tell which mode on the ring light I'm in. I've heard of people using it for coffee makers, for mixers, for humidifiers, because it has a little tiny thing on the one end of the light detector. It's about an inch and a half oval, and the end away from the keychain is the end that you point at things. And people are doing this to point it at little lights on gadgets that maybe it was harder to figure that out before. It's quicker than using Be My AI or Aira or other tools. You can really figure that out. $25 for the light detector. We do all sorts of different cables. Our cables are all braided. So we do micro USB, USB-C, the headphone, the 1/8-inch ones, the lightning to USB-A, and we have USB-C to USB-C. So we have a whole bunch of different cables. So if you're putting in an order already and you need an extra cable, just let us know. All of our cables are 6 feet long or longer because I'd appreciate how nice it is to have longer tables as well. Those are all available on our website. Everything is, of course, atguys.com. Let's see here. I'm looking through here. I am kind of scanning through. Let me just mention one as I'm kind of scanning through the products that I haven't mentioned yet. The Knut, and I'm just going to give a brief mention to this because this is not a cheap item, but I want to let you know it's available. The Knut, is, for those of you who are not familiar, is a 9-line 40-cell Braille display. And it has been updated now with a new thing called the Knut console, which you can connect your Braille display. It actually now has a little Raspberry Pi built in and a slide-out keyboard, and you can use it for multi-line Braille coding, anything that you want to do with the display. It is not a cheap product. It's $5,000. But I want to let you know it's available. It might be something that could be great for work. It might be something that could be great in a lot of different educational situations. And of course, we're happy to talk to anyone more about that. So, but Bristol, that is a product that continues. And as far as multi-line Braille, it's one of the few that's available currently. We have a new dual USB C and USB A plug for $20. So that's very useful for charging things. That is available as well. We mentioned the Hebel. We have our power banks. I did not mention our power banks. Our portable, accessible power banks. So we have two sizes. One is 10,000 milliamps. That'll charge your iPhone, Android, or other device about 3 times. The other one is 20,000 milliamps. That'll charge your iPhone or other devices 5 or 6 times. They have the same output of 20 watts. So that is the same output as you're going to get from a wall plug and way faster than you're going to get from your computer. On the one end are three jacks. One is a regular full-size USB-A. That's your full-size USB port. Then you have a micro USB that is used for charging the power bank. Then you have a USB-C, and that can go either direction. You can either charge the power bank or you can charge other devices. So it goes both directions. So yes, that means you can charge a USB-A and a USB-C thing at the same time. Of course, it'll take your power faster, but you can do that. But what makes this accessible is the button on the side, and it lets you know how much power is left in the power bank. So you press the button, and it will either vibrate or beep 1, 2, 3, or 4 times. So if it were to vibrate twice or beep twice, you're at 50%. If it beeps or vibrates 4 times, you're at full charge. And you can have it vibrate, you can have it beep, or you can have it vibrate and beep. You hold down the button for about 2 seconds, and it will flip between those options. You will also get a vibration or beep notification when you plug something into it to let you know that is available. So that is available. The smaller one, the smaller one is about the size of an iPhone, maybe a little thicker, for $75. The larger one is not any longer or wider; it is just thicker. So if you were to put two of these and smash them together, that gives you your 20,000 milliamp battery pack. Those are $99. So 79 for the smaller power bank, or 75 for the smaller power bank, 99 for the larger power bank, and of course, both available on our site. We're going to go through. I have one or two more things I'm going to go through, and then we're going to open up the last 15 minutes or so for questions. So, of course, if you have questions, that's going to be Alt Y on your computer. or star 9 on the phone, and we will get to you in just a second. A couple of small little accessories that we have. We have the Monet Ultra Slim 3-in-1, their wallet, phone stand, kickstand accessories. These are very cool stocking stuff for $10.95. These are one of those things that kind of just like Velcros or goes on the back of your phone and adds a little pocket case. We have them in blue marble, and we have them in white marble. Again, both $10.95, so really cool stocking stuffer. Again, not a blind product at all, just a kind of a thing that we found. You know, figured, why not? Let's just try it out and see what happened. We're selling the Slinger as well. Speaking of retractable things, we have the Slinger and Slinger Slim. They're retractable flown lanyards. And let's see how many of those we have. We do. Okay, good. We have a fair amount of both of them in stock right now. I'll describe the difference. So Slinger and Slinger Slim are retractable lanyards that are designed to attach to the back of your phone. Now, they are adhesive, and I understand some people don't want an adhesive thing. What I would recommend doing, if you're one of those people who doesn't always want to have this attached, is get a really, really cheap phone case and then put the Slinger onto it. And then you can have the Slinger in case whenever you'd like that, and then you can just swap it out. But the regular Slinger, full size, it's like a little plastic rectangular that attaches to the back of your phone, and out the top of it are two retractable ends. Well, I mean, of course, it's a retractable cable cord and attaches to the two top ends. So you pull it out, you can have it around your neck or whatever, and then when you're done with it, there's two little levers, you can just push them and it will snap back in and the cord will retract. The full size has a little door that opens up and it can hold an ID or a credit card. The Slim does not, and it is slimmer, probably about a quarter inch thick, maybe versus a third to a half inch thick to the other ones. The full-size Slinger, $39.95. The Slim is $34.95. And I have a whole bunch of extra Slinger long straps that we've been given as well. So if you wanted a longer strap, just let us know. We'll throw one in free with your order. Not a problem. We have them around. I still have a few of our USB sound cards for $12. So if you were using a computer and sometimes, you know, you want to do music from your computer, but you don't want to also put your screen reader through the speakers at the same time, we have these little USB sound cards. We've had them for a long time. And when you plug them in, you get an extra audio device. So you can have your music go through the sound card and your screen reader go through your regular headphones. The other cool thing about the USB sound card is it gives you two jacks. A microphone jack and a headphone jack. Not all computers, many computers don't give you this anymore. So kind of a nice thing to have as well. We have a few of the pluggable USB-C 7-in-1 hubs. I use one on my computer right now. It plugs into my USB-C port and it gives me three USB-A ports, an HDMI video port, an SD card memory card slot, a micro SD memory card slot, and a USB-C pass-through power slot so I don't lose my power plug on the laptop. So it's a really cool thing for laptop users, for Mac users, etc. $29.95. I see a couple raised hands, and we'll get to you in just a second. So thank you so much for all your support. That, I think, is getting pretty close to everything that we have. We're always looking for new stuff, by the way. So if you don't hear something, if you didn't hear something that we didn't talk about, or you have questions, you know, just let us know. We do, by the way, still, I always forget it because it's not sitting on the warehouse page because we work directly. We do still sell all the Speed Dots tactile screen overlays. That goes from iPhone 5 to iPhone 15 and everything in between. So we have those as well, still available for you, as well as Shelly's iOS book for new iOS users. So it is 46 past. Let's go to questions and see. I see we have four. Let's see here. If Laura, yeah, if you're able to help, cool. Otherwise, I'll.
Yeah, I'm right here. If any of you Who's have first? A question for JJ, please hit Alt Y on your keyboard. We have quite a few of them lined up here for you. I don't know about the rest of you, but every hour that goes by on Let's Go Shopping, my shopping list is getting longer and longer. Now I've got one of your little light detectors on my list. I want one of those.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Is Jane first?
Jane, Yep, Jane, you're up. You've been asked to unmute. Jane, say hello to JJ.
Hi. For me, I did look at the I have an Orbit Rider here, and I have a hard time with kind of a screen away mode, but I do like the concept of the Habbo as a Bluetooth keyboard. How would a I think I've only seen them in one trade show I've been to, but I just how would I don't know, is it easy to grasp the concept of this?
Yeah, so I wouldn't say it's exactly the same as, but I'm not, Braille screen input on the iPhone or Android that does uses this very similar concept where you're facing your phone away from you and you're typing. I think the Habbo is a little easier because you're pressing buttons that are always in the exact same location as opposed to your phone, where you might have to recalibrate that from time to time. So it's very light. The buttons here, very. I'm just holding it in my hand right now. And it's very easy for me. I can hold it from the sides, the two sides, and then I have my, and it's just long enough for my fingers to reach the buttons. And I can type very fast on it. So I think it's a concept that if you wanted to do it that way, you can get used to it pretty quickly. Does that help answer your question?
Thanks,
Oh, might have
Jane.
lost her. Thanks, Jane. Terry.
Bye, Terry.
And then Beth, you'll be next.
Terry, you've been asked to unmute. Terry, I see that you're unmuted. You have a question
Hey,
for
Terry.
JJ? Terry. You are unmuted. We should be able to hear you.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me now?
There we got you. Hi,
Yeah.
Terry.
Okay. That silly mute button on my microphone did it again.
Yeah.
I hate those things. Anyway, my question is about if you have any travel kinds of, I'm not even sure what they're called, but things that have plugs for a number of USB devices that plug into the wall that make it easier to take with you when you travel and with a lot of USB.
Let me see if we, I think we had just sold out of the product that you needed.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. Oh, I have one. One.
Really?
Exactly
Oh.
one. Okay. This is why I didn't even mention it here. But get over there. So this is a pluggable two out, it's a two outlet travel station that also has, I think, three USBs on it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. And they've, another product, they've stopped making it. I have one.
Okay. I'll call first thing Monday morning, see
Okay.
if it's still there. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Terry. Belle?
You go to Bell's or to Beth?
I can't
Belle?
lower it.
You've been asked to unmute.
Okay, can you hear me?
We got
Yes,
you.
you can.
Oh, good. Well, I bought a lot from AT Guys, and my main thing is the blind shell. And that's my love. And I love the phone. So I want to know. I also have an iPhone, and I have two keyboards, wired keyboards, and it's sort of aggravating going back and forth. So I'm getting more and more into Bluetooth. I don't care for Bluetooth, but that's the way it's going, so or has gone. So I want to know about this. Can I take this Bluetooth keyboard that you were talking about and just change over, just use that one keyboard for both
Yeah.
the blind shell and the
The
iPhone?
iClever one, yes.
Yeah, iClever.
Yes, you could do that. Because it will pair to up to three devices at once. And so you just press a number on the top right of one, two, or three, and then you could flip between them.
Okay, now this is not the Braille one, but
Correct. The Orbit Rider also would do that. Well, the Orbit Rider doesn't work the blind shell. The iClever would do that for
iClever.
sure. The folding one does not.
Okay.
The folding one, you have to repair to each one back and forth.
Okay, and This is okay. That's good. I have the storm box, the storm box, the small speaker, and I'm using it right now. So on my computer. So I don't know what you think of it, but anyway,
Awesome.
for Laura, you know, she was asking about
Are you
it.
using its mic?
No, I'm using
Using speaker. Got you. Okay.
just the speaker
Okay,
part.
good. Awesome.
I don't know that it has a mic on this
It's
one.
not a great one, so. All right.
So thank you.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Bill.
Bill. All
We got
right.
a bunch of these, so try to keep your questions brief. We'll do it the best way to get through as many as we can. And if we don't get to all of you, then we'll be back for the end as well. So.
Beth, I just asked you to unmute. You're up
All
next.
right. Okay. Thanks. Great presentation, JJ. And I was wondering, speaking of the iClever keyboard, could you please compare it to what I have heard is the Cadillac of keyboards, which is the Apple Magic keyboard? Thanks.
I will try. I do not have a Magic Keyboard. I have seen, I've heard some people kind of make some very brief comparison that it kind of has the sleekness of the Magic Keyboard. And I'm sure the Magic Keyboard at its price probably has a couple additional features. That's probably a good question to call in with, honestly, because I would say either Mike or Demasi has seen, who are our staff, they've seen the Magic Keyboard more
Okay, but
and could give you a better answer on
how
that.
about the I'm not much on laptop keyboards. They're just the keys are smushed together. What about the iClever
Got you.
regarding that?
Yeah, so these, yeah, it's these are full size keys. The numpad is on the right side. What you don't have compared to a spread out full size keyboard like the old Matthias that we used to sell is there's not a lot of space between the numpad and the rest of the keys,
Okay.
in that there's not like a big 2 or 3 extra inches of separation.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that, I think, just to kind of keep it a little more compact. So that's the one thing, it's like a lot of keyboards. You always got to get used to the layout of the keyboard. There definitely is like, it's a type of keyboard that if you are newer to keyboards or you need a little extra guidance, you might consider a bump dot or two, just because there's lots of keys on it.
How about the touch? How's the touch on it?
I think
Soft,
it's I
hard?
no I think it's a very smooth action on the keyboard. It doesn't click too much. It's definitely maybe a little more than a laptop, but it is a very slim keyboard.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no
Thank
problem. I know it's
you.
harder to describe these things virtually.
Yeah.
Sharon is next, I think.
Sharon, you've been asked to unmute.
Then Arlene, you will be next.
Hey, JJ.
Hi, Sharon.
I'm not real sure about the way around tags. I heard there were some other tags that was for the blind shell phone. So if I want to use, the tags, do I get the way around or do I get some other for the
That's a
blind
great
shell?
question. And Blind Shell did, and I think still does, have their own tag system. We never carried them because of way around, and we want things that are just more universal. So Blind Shell more recently has added support for way around. So at
Okay.
this point, I'd say get the way around tags because then you can use it with all your phones at the
Yeah.
same time. So yeah, Blind Shell does support way around now.
Okay, good, 'cause I'll get those
There
then.
you go.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Sharon.
Sharon.
To Arlene.
Arlene, you've been asked to unmute. Say hello to JJ.
And Teresa, you'll be next. Three
Arlene?
more. I think we can get through these three fast. We can do it. Arlene, you there?
Okay.
Hi.
Yes. Hey. First of all, I want to say I do have the Trivet headset. It is great. I've had it a long time and I love it.
Awesome.
But do you have the Bluetooth transmitters anymore?
No, that's another product that they don't make anymore, unfortunately.
Do you know where I could find one
I'm
somewhere?
sure there is a brand on Amazon or somewhere. But Laz used to sell them too, talking MP3 players, but he might be sold out as well.
Yeah, I looked on Amazon, but I just don't know what's good. I've seen one, but I just don't know enough about it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
One. Gosh, I need one bad.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. If you need any recommendations, feel free to send us a message. We can see what we can, but we don't have any currently. So.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Darlene.
Teresa.
Teresa,
followed by Deborah, interview? And that'll be it.
Teresa, say hello to JJ.
Hello, Teresa.
Hey JJ.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
We got you, yep.
Good job. I was having trouble unmuting. I wanted to find out, you were talking about the iClipper being able to pair with with iPhones and Android phones. What about tablets and iPads, things
yes.
like that?
Yep. Yes. Any Bluetooth keyboard is going to... You know, if you have a device like an iPad and it says it supports Bluetooth keyboards, any Bluetooth yes. keyboard is going to work with it. Okay. So, yep, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Teresa.
That's my question. You're welcome.
Thank you. And Deborah?
Deborah?
You're going to wrap it up.
All right. Finally, the little box popped up.
No problem. You got about 30 seconds.
Bluetooth keyboards, you sell several. Which ones have function keys and use double A's or triple A's?
None of them use triple A's. They all have function keys. Both the iClever and the Pluggable do have the function key rail. They both have function keys. They're both charged. Or one's micro USB built-in battery. The other one's USB-C.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Deborah.
Let's do this one more time. So atguys.com is our website. Our phone number, 269-216-4798. Again, 269-216-4798. No one's there now. There'll be people there Monday, but you can leave a message if you want to go that route. The coupon is LGS23. That is for free shipping on orders $79.95 and up. U.S. customers through November 10th, which is this coming Friday. Thank you so much. Stick around for the rest of this thing. There's a lot of really cool vendors coming up. And thank you again, Laura, for setting it up.
JJ, I know you are in the middle of a thing, but just have to double check. Are you going to be joining us for stocking stuffers or the Q&A at the end?
That is at 4 Pacific, right?
Yes.
Yep, I will do my best to be there. No, last year was in the middle of a thing. Last year was in the middle of the convention. This year, I'm actually home.
Okay.
So we're good.
All right. Well, I know everybody still has, you always get a lot of questions. So everyone hang on to your burning questions and JJ will rejoin us later. So thanks.
Supportedatguys.com, I guess is why I didn't say that. You can do that as well.
Yeah. So. Great. Good deal. Thanks, JJ.
Thank you.
Bye.